Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from FIU. And today we're conducting a survey on... Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can. Hang on a second. Hi.
Hello? Hi.
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 Who is
my name is Percy, and I'm calling from FIU. And today we're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. So let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment slash condominium, manufactured or a mobile home?
It's a single-family home.
Single-family home. All right, thank you. Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Could you please tell me in what year your home was built?
2003.
2003. All right, thank you. So how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida for?
7.
For 7 years. All right, thank you. So, have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? And the list goes tropical storm, category 1 hurricane, category 2 hurricane, category 3, 4, or 5 hurricane?
Yes.
All of them?
All of the above.
Oh, wow. All of the above. All right.
Yeah.
So, do you happen to know, like, the names or the years in which each of these categories happened?
Irma was 17 and Ian was 2 years ago, so it was 22.
All right, thank you. So Hurricane Irma and Hurricane Ian. All right, thank you. So have you or any adults in your household been physically damaged by a hurricane?
No, just debris.
All right. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane, related tornado, or flooding hazards? Do you feel like extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
All right. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
Shelter, food, extra lights, extra batteries, charged vehicles, charged phones, you know, grill filled with propane, all that good stuff.
All right. So let's also put just charge all electronic devices. All right. Perfect. Thank you. So when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When, like, a hurricane watch is issued, so within 48 hours, when a hurricane warning is issued, so within 36 hours, or would you say your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
It could be secured within a few hours.
All right. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect you and your household from any hurricane damage?
Pretty good.
All right. So that'd be, like, somewhat certain or very certain?
Very certain.
Very certain. All right, thank you. Could you please select your top 3 sources of information? And the list goes internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper / print media, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp?
All of the above. I mean, the All news is the best. Yeah.
All right. So if you could select your top 3, I'm assuming maybe it would be like one of them social media, another one.
Probably,
like,
I would want to say, actually, I'd really want to say the news and the Weather Channel.
All right. Weather Channel. All right. Let's also put that one. So, Weather Channel. All right, thank you. So, on a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared and 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
4. Well, wait, the most prepared is 5?
Yes, the most prepared is 5.
Yeah, I would say 4 because we'd have to go to the store and get some things.
All right, understandable. So have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? And the list goes, like, has the cost of insurance ever affected you, or the cost of food and other essentials, cost of child care, transportation costs, cost of housing, property taxes, loss of income or employment? Or would you say that none of the above affected your hurricane preparedness?
I would say all of the above.
All of the above. All right. All of the above. All right. Thank you. So is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No. I would never buy one there.
Oh, all right. Understandable. All right. So if you had to evacuate, when would you evacuate? Like, if a hurricane watch is issued within 48 hours, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or would you probably never evacuate?
Well, we haven't evacuated in the past, so I see no reason to do it now unless we were forced to.
All right. So if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? Would you go to, like, a local shelter, to another house of a nearby friend or family, to another location, but within the state, outside the state, or again?
We'd go to friend or family.
Friends or family? All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
How many vehicles are available in your household?
Three.
Three? All right. Thank you. Do you happen to know what the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy is?
Not off the top of my head. I should, but I don't.
All right. Well, no worries. So how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Are you very certain you could, or could you probably come up with it, or could you probably not, or are you certain you could not come with it?
Certain I could.
Certain you could. All right. How has your home insurance rate changed in the past 1 year? Has it, like, decreased significantly, decreased somewhat, remained the same, increased somewhat, or increased significantly?
It increased significantly, and then we found a different carrier.
Oh, all right. So in the past 1 to 3 years?
Yes.
Oh, but in the past 1 to 3 years, has it also increased significantly? Has it increased somewhat? Did it remain the same, or?
Somewhat.
All right. What about the past 3 to 5 years?
I would say it was on the upward tick, yeah.
All right. So also increased somewhat as well?
Yeah.
All right. And what about in the past 5 to 10 years?
I've only been here 7, so we rented it first, so I really can't say.
All right. No worries. So as a result of this increase, you said you changed insurance providers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. And did you happen to, like, maybe increase the amount of deductible or decrease coverage, or did you just change insurance providers?
We adjusted. We increased some coverage, yeah.
All right, thank you. So if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what would you say is the lowest range of replacement value for which you're comfortable insuring? Would it be, like, 100% because you want to be insured in full, 80 to less than 100, 60 to less than 80, or less than 60%?
It was 100%.
All right. So which of the following would you consider taking if your insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Would you consider moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county but within Florida, moving to another state, or would you not move from your home at all?
We wouldn't move at all.
All right. So as you may know, in recent years, there has been a trend amongst homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. So would you ever consider this if your mortgage was paid off? And if your mortgage is paid off, would you consider it?
No.
All right. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help you reimburse your costs? The federal government, the state government, the local government, or do you think the government shouldn't be involved in recovery efforts?
I think the government should help you. All of it. Local, state, federal.
Local, state, and federal. All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is highest, how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced?
I would say pretty strong, about a 4.
4, all right. How confident are you that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
Absolutely. Very confident.
All right. So a 5 as well? Well, I'm sorry, a 5 because the other one was a 4?
Yeah.
All right. How confident are you that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
Very confident, a 5.
All right. That new developments take into account flood risk?
I would say a 4.
All right. And how confident are you that the building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
4.
4? All right. Mm-hmm. So do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected?
If it continues to go on, probably. I mean, I would say middle of the road. It depends, because I'm working full-time.
Okay. So would you say that you do believe sea level rise is happening, but you don't really know if you're going to be affected by it?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. So if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how do you think they should fund those initiatives? By increasing income tax, increasing property tax, or increasing both of them?
Increasing none of them. Figure it out.
All right. No worries. Thank you. Very creative answer, actually. Mm-hmm. So most of Florida's coastal areas have very low elevation. So, and they're, like, kind of especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. So how concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you, like, extremely concerned? I'm not at all?
No, not really. Probably a 1.
All right. So like maybe like a slightly concern then?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. So when you purchase your home, which characteristics are the most important? And you can select up to 3 options if you would like. And the categories are neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other families, or proximity to your job.
Proximity to my job, school, property taxes.
All right. Thank you. So how long do you plan on living in your current address? Would it be like less than 1 year or more than 20 years or 1 to 3 years, 3 to 5, 5 to less than 10, or 10 to less than 20?
More, you know, probably more than 10.
More than 10. All right.
Yeah.
So now we're almost done. We're about 95% done with the survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. So the last few questions we have are just for demographic reasons. So would you mind sharing your age, or would you like me to give you kind of like ranges? And you tell me which one
you're I'm 60. I'm 60. It's fine.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct in assuming your gender is female?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
My husband. Just two
all
of
right.
us.
Two of you. All right. So how many of them are 65 years or older?
One.
One? All right.
Yeah.
So what is your marital status?
Married.
All right. Thank
yeah.
you. So what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
Master's.
Master's? Oh, wow. Congratulations. Are you of
thank
Hispanic
you.
Or Latino descent?
No.
All right. What race group do you identify yourself with?
Caucasian.
Caucasian, all right. What language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
English, all right, thank you. And last question, what could you please tell me what is your income range for your household? Or would you rather I give you ranges and you tell me what you think?
You can give me ranges.
So the ranges are under 20,000, 20,000 to less than 30,000, 30,000 to less than 50,000, 50,000 to less than 75,000, 75,000.
That one. 50 to 75.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, this includes a survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it.
Thank
and hope you.
You
have a great rest of the day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.